Unit 12. Developments in Tourism. Listening 1. The Independent Traveller.
Thank you for asking me along tonight. I hope you'll enjoy looking at my slides of the Andes. I've also been asked to give you some advice about independent travel and how to be a good tourist. So, that's what I'd like to do first. I've been travelling now for about 20 years. When I was younger, I used to regularly take off with my backpack and my camera and head for some remote place, maybe working, maybe just hanging out. I spent a whole year in India in my early 20s. I've backpacked all around Europe and the Middle East, spent some time in China, and I've also been trekking in Nepal and South America, so I've picked up a bit of experience along the way. In the early days, I always used to take each day as it came and not really plan very much. Nowadays, I plan a bit more, and I tend to go on more organised trips using tour operators and travel agents, although I still like to be independent when I get to a place. Believe it or not, you can find responsible tour operators who care about the environment and the places they're taking you to, but you do have to look carefully and ask a lot of questions. I learned a lot in my early travels about how to take care and be responsible, to be what some people call a green tourist. I still try to put it into practice. I think the most important thing is to ask yourself, why am I going? If you just need to relax, or if you're only country counting, then maybe that's not a good enough reason to visit a place, especially a developing country. If you're genuinely interested in a country, then that's a different matter. Before you go, learn as much as you can about the place, go to the library, read up about it, learn a bit of the language, even if it's just please and thank you. Also, before you go, think carefully about your packing and what you're going to take. Things like shampoo, lotions, sun cream and so on should be kept to a minimum. Make sure you really need them and you're not taking too much. There's no point coming back with bottles that are still nearly full. And above all, make sure they're environmentally friendly and made from natural substances. In the developing world in particular, they can easily find their way into the water supply and cause pollution. You've got to be especially careful if you're camping upriver from a village. Now, when I'm at my destination, or when I'm travelling generally, I do my best to minimise my impact. You can do this very simply, and it also makes your experience much more enjoyable. For a start, make sure you eat and drink in local restaurants and that you eat and drink local produce. Try not to go for the big international fast food chains. Most of that money doesn't stay in the country and you're not helping the local community by using them. Many rural areas in the Mediterranean, for example, are seeing their agriculture decline, and by eating locally produced food you will help the local economy. I also try to stay with locals, preferably in bed and breakfast, and avoid the big foreign-owned hotel chains. If you can, use public transport. It may not be as quick as hiring a car, but it's cheap and interesting, and it's certainly one way of meeting the local people. Also, you might find you get to see something more than the standard tourist sites, and of course you're not adding to the pollution. Choosing souvenirs and presents is another area where the tourist can be either a help or a hindrance. There's a lot of rubbish produced, nothing to do with the culture of the country, badly made, often made in a completely different country and imported. So learn about the cultural heritage of the country first, then you'll know what the local arts and crafts should be. Ask local people to show you crafts being made. I found they're often very happy to do so, and I've even picked up a few skills myself. Of course, it goes without saying that you should never buy anything that's made from an endangered species. Never pick any plants or flowers either. Take a picture instead. You'll find it lasts longer in any case. As you know, I'm a keen photographer, so my camera is my most important piece of equipment. But be sensitive when you're taking photographs, particularly of people. The cultural rules are often quite different. In fact, if I can give you two final pieces of advice, they are firstly, be sensitive. Think about what you're doing and the consequences for the people who live there all the time. Secondly, don't be scared to complain if you see something wrong. Something that's damaging the environment or whatever. Tell someone. If you come across a polluted beach, tell your tour representative. If you see another tourist dropping litter, ask them to pick it up. It's only by doing such things that we'll get people to change their ideas and their behaviour and to get tourism to be a more caring and responsible industry. Well, I think that's everything I've got to say at the moment.